What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 472 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are joined once again, for the last time, for a little while at least, by one of our interns, Evan. He's back to wrap up this whole thing. Evan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. And we are going to be wrapping up our, along with Beverly Hills Cop, we've been watching movies based on old comic books and serials and old things, right? Like all of these properties at this point, they're almost 100. Most of them are like 90 years old. This one's no different. We're going to finish this up with a movie from 1980 called Flash Gordon. Now, me and Alex, I know, have seen this movie because we, back early on in our YouTube journey, did a 4K review of the movie. We did not do this. It wasn't a podcast breakdown, but we reviewed the disc, which, by the way, still looks freaking good. It's a good looking 4K. But Evan, no, you've never seen this movie. Is that correct?
I've never seen it.
Was that like on purpose, or was there ever a time where it's like, I want to see that? And you just...
No, it's never come across, even though I grew up like Crawl, like the, all these other weird 80 movies that I feel like this fits in. Last Starfighter, maybe
80 sci-fi fantasy
see stuff like Dark Crystal, Labyrinth. Like I loved all this stuff, but I have no clue why I've never watched this. So as a kid, because as you know, I watched all this.
You watched all the other ones.
My love for it. Yes.
And you had a birthday party. And I'm not even going to ask you if you had a birthday party for this because you never seen it. So I know you did not have a Flash Gordon birthday. Alex, did you have a Flash Gordon birthday?
No, I didn't have the Flash. I had a Ninja Turtle.
I had a Ninja Turtle birthday. I think so I had a Ninja Turtle birthday when I was 27. So I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Moving on. You still have Ninja Turtle party?
I have one right now. I don't care. Okay. Let's get to... then I'm excited because I want to hear everyone's thoughts, but especially Evan's, because he's literally watched every single movie we've done these whole weeks except this one. I'm excited now. Let me give you some fun facts real quick. Won't do a bunch on this one and give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. This movie, again, came out in 1980. It is based on the Flash Gordon comic strip character, which was created by Alex Raymond in 1934. So 91 years ago at this point. When the movie was made, it was only, 46 years old. So it wasn't quite as old. And also, there were science fiction adventure serials that came out in the 30s for this. 1936 was the first one. It was 13 chapters, and then those were eventually compiled into like a movie. Now, this one's crazy. You guys are going to like this one. Now, after... So Dino De Laurentiis, I'm sure you've heard the name. He was a big-time producer of movies in like the late 70s, early 80s, I think from the 60s maybe to the 80s. Crazy Italian guy. Did all these movies. Now, he did two other sci-fi comic book movies. One called Danger Diabolic and one called Barbarella, which was also a sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a movie. Yeah.
So he said, I want to do Flash Gordon. I want to do that. He reached out and made an offer, or no, he was reached out to by a little director who wanted to direct it named George Lucas. Dino De Laurentiis declined George Lucas. He ended up going to create Star Wars, which was almost like an FU, like, oh, you know what? You don't want me for Flash Gordon? I'll make my own sci-fi. And we all know how that turned out. So there was also at one point a version that was going to be directed by Federico Fellini, who, if you don't know his name, another Italian director, not in this genre, but has made a lot of very memorable films, 9 1/2, La Dolce Vita, things like that, that never went into production either. Eventually, he settled on Mike Hodges, who was the director of this movie. And I don't even know what else that guy directed. I didn't look it up, but he's not Federico Fellini or George Lucas, for that matter. So what could have been? And then last but not least, Flash Gordon was a kind of a flop when it came out. Did not make a huge amount of money. However, it has since gained a huge cult following, which is why we're getting 4K discs and things like that of it. It is a favorite of directors Edgar Wright and Taika Waititi. They are huge fans. Edgar Wright even said it was an influence on some of his visuals in the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And Alex, this is right up your alley. Acclaimed comic book artist Alex Ross, who I know you know, names this as his favorite film of all time. So this is his favorite movie that's ever been made. So yeah, I thought that was a little fun fact. Now, we'll wrap it up here with some Rotten Tomato scores for you. I can't believe every time I see these, I'm surprised. And I've seen these before. This has an 83% critic score. So it is easily the highest reviewed of these movies that we've done for this topic by a lot. And the audience score is a 69%, which is a little more in line with some of the other ones we did. That's not as high. But critics apparently love Flash Gordon. And so do some other people. But we're going to find out if we love it. Alex and Evan, or first, are you surprised by these? I'm always surprised by the critic score of 83. I don't know what's going on. But
I am very surprised on that 83.
Do they like any movie? I mean, that's what I feel. It's not an Oscar winner. I mean, that's what I feel those scores are for, is Oscar winners.
And it was a flop, too. Like, it wasn't even a financial success.
So they hate all the good stuff, and they give the stuff that are whatever 83.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Maybe, I mean, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if we're going to like this movie or not. I don't know. We've never reviewed it. This will be a first time. Let's get into it. Evan, you get to go first. You're going to talk about our lead character. He is none other than Flash Gordon himself. Please, what did you think about? I mean, there's some other side characters, but he's the main guy. He's in the title. What did you think?
I don't want to go first.
Too bad.
I want to say I saw this as a 42. I just had a birthday. How old am I? 42 or 43? I'm 42. Right. I did not see this as a kid. And I think I wish I did. I did not like him. I don't know. What was he doing? It was terrible. Why do I like this guy? I don't know if it was script. I don't know if it was acting. I'm not rooting for him. I'm not caring if he does anything. I mean, I'm going to make a statement. I don't know if you'll make it before me about the tone of this movie, but I'll save it for my storyline. I did not like him, but for what we got in the movie, I did give him an extra point because a dumb jock he was. So I gave him a two.
A two. By the way, and I don't know if this might have been where you were leaning, there was another fun fact that this was intentionally done in the style of the 60s Batman show, which was supposed to be very campy, very...
No, that's not where I'm
okay,
going.
Okay, good.
With
well,
my
that
statement.
Was also one of the things. I guess Dino was like, make it like Batman, Adam West. I don't know if they passed or not. But Alex, what did you think of Sam Jones as Flash Gordon?
Oh, he was ass. Like,
ass Gordon.
He's ass Gordon. Well, all right. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. He's atrocious. He is atrocious. He's an atrocious actor. The character himself is a Jets quarterback, and then he gets sucked into this planet. From a mad scientist who has a rocket built in a greenhouse like Poison Ivy. Like, it was just so hard. Like, it's a very B-flick movie, which you could totally see it's a B-flick, but it's just bad. And now that Nate says it's trying to be like the Adam West Batman, you could totally see it in tonally and the corny acting and the punching and the fighting and the speaking and the... And he's just, I'm with Evan. I could give two shits what happens to Flash Gordon in the movie. I was just like, oh my God. And you got Timothy Dalton, who's a great actor. And he's like Broadway play actor British. At the time?
Yep. Yes. And right? He's channeling sort of like an Errol Flynn type in this movie.
Yeah. So like, even he was cornball. But he was okay. He was fine. Then you got Rusev as the flying bat Hawkman. Is that Rusev?
The wrestler?
Yeah, isn't he that him? No. I swear I thought that was Rusev's like dad or something. He looks just like Rusev. Dad. Yeah, like he was hard. Like those bat flying guys were so
the
dumb.
Hawkman?
Yeah, those dudes. He looked like Rusev, bro. Like they do he a did. Modern remake. He could be the flying Hawkman.
Look him up, see if it's Rusev's dad.
You should, right? You'd be like, Rusev's dad is Hawkman.
I don't remember his name.
I don't know, man. I'm not behind this. I'm with Evan on this. I could not. I think the Shadow was like way better in terms of character.
Okay.
Can I just end the show right there? Can we just say it?
I think the Shadow character, Alec Baldwin, was more interesting and mysterious than this Flash numbskull. I gave him a one.
You gave the Shadow a low score too.
I did. And not watching Flash Gordon, I think as a lead, I would have gave him a higher score than what I gave him. But I'm going to give him the lowest of the low. I'm going to give him a one because even the female was horrible.
Okay.
So I give him a one.
But apparently Hagrid was in this movie. Hagrid was in this movie too. Robbie Coltrane.
Hagrid?
Yeah, he played Man at Airfield. I don't remember seeing him.
I don't remember.
He's in it. Okay.
Okay. A young Hagrid.
All right. I don't know the serial again or the comic book. He couldn't have played for the Jets. They didn't even exist. So that's different. Whatever he, I don't even know if he was a football player in the original. Maybe.
Let me look it up.
I know football wasn't as popular in 1936 as it was in 1980. But I'm torn here because on one hand, the performance is horrible. Like the acting is bad. Like I don't think this guy ever acted in anything before this, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to look him up. If he did, he probably wasn't good in that either. But that performance is bad. On the other hand, just as far as a hero to follow, like at worst, he's pretty generic. You know, like he gets sucked into this thing that he has no business being in. And I'm going to recast this role and I'm going to pitch it to you guys. And you tell me what you think. Because I think when I was watching it, I was like, I think this person would have done better in this role. But I think like it's an okay concept to get this famous football player. He gets sucked in this intergalactic thing. He's pretty heroic. I ended up with Evan on a 2. I don't think he's a great character, but he's good. You know what I mean? That's, I feel like he's not overly flawed as a man in the movie or anything like that. Like that girl's trying to get with him the whole time. She's hitting on him like crazy. He's having his thoughts. That part is weird. It's like, she's really turning me on. And I was like, what? What did you say? They keep doing this. I'm like, what is this? Okay. If I were to recast this, because this is essentially a fish out of water, right? A guy who doesn't belong in this area and he's forced into this area and he's like an everyman kind of like, you know, hero because he's an earthling with a, I think of like Big Trouble in Little China, Kurt Russell. I feel like he would have been way better a Flash Gordon. First of all, then Sam Jones, who anyone would be better acting wise, but he could do that sort of, what the heck am I doing here? This is, I feel like he could have played it better. I mean, yeah, the thing came out in 81, I think, which is only a year after this, which means he was old enough. He definitely could have played Flash Gordon and would have been more likable, better looking. This guy, I didn't even like how he looked. He was like annoying to look at most of the time. He gets a wrestling outfit at that one part with the little spandex. I don't know. Was he a football player in the original, Alex? Were you able to find
him? I didn't find nothing in terms of the character. Yeah, pretty much. I didn't even find nothing in terms of like what.
Anyway, I think Kurt Russell's Flash Gordon would have been a better Flash Gordon than Sam Jones's Flash Gordon. That's just me. I think he could have done it. All right. A two and a one. All right. Main villain, Max von Sydow. Now, a legitimately great actor. One of the best. Alex, you got to go first. What did you think of our villain, Ming? His name is Ming the something.
He was the, I mean,
Ming the Merciless. That's his name.
Yeah, Ming the Merciless. I mean, a great actor, was better than half of everybody there besides him and Timothy Dalton's were the real actors in the group. He was good. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, he could pleasure people with his ring, it looks like, because when he...
Sorry. He's like, the way he said,
bro. She's like,
I mean, yeah, she's like caressing herself, and then he has a room full of like all these hot women,
harem.
Yeah, the harem. Yeah, so, and then his daughter's like a freak. Like, it's just weird, man. Like, it's a weird ass movie, and I mean, he's a white dude playing an Asian, which is kind of weird. Yeah, at the end of the day,
and it was already 1980, so it was a little weird at this point. Like, if this was like 60. Less
I mean,
weird,
you
I
could
guess.
Still get away with it,
yeah,
because it was like makeup and stuff. But like, he looked pretty good. Like, he looked,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like he was like over the top. Like, he didn't talk Asian. He had his deep voice.
Change the last name, and we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. That's all I'm gonna
yeah,
say.
Yeah, they made up a weird Ming. Alien name instead of Ming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He looked like Spock. Like, his eyebrows and stuff was more like he could have got away with like
he had an that Asian like beard.
He had that ill Asian long. Like, he's supposed to look like a space emperor like type thing. And I get it. Was he ruthless? Yes. Honestly, him and Flash Gordon, he died stupid. He literally died stupid. If you want to look at a stupid death scene, this is the worst scene you might get. Flash Gordon literally crashes a plane into him. And he dies, and then he grabs the ring at the end because he was supposed to come back for a sequel. So it is what it is. Honestly, I gave him a 3 because he's a good actor. I mean, I could have went with a 2. I could even went with a 1. But honestly, I'm going to give him a 2. I give him a 2. Because if I give him a 2, that's way too good. I give him a 2. I give him a 2. I wasn't into the Ming. This is a very B flick. I don't know.
Okay. All right. A 2. Evan, what'd you think?
What Alex said. It's a two. I mean, I couldn't get past the racism. I mean, it's plain racism. I don't care what we're going to justify. It's 1980s. They knew what they were doing. They had the knowledge. There was no point for it just to, I don't know, piss people off. I don't know what they were thinking. Or they were trying to honor the comic book. I don't know if the comic book was because back then it's probably for sure was being that kind of racist when that was created. But I didn't care. That's the theme that I feel like I'm going to repeat myself. I didn't care. I don't know why he's destroying the Earth. I don't know what he's doing besides. And then he goes, oh, yeah, I'll move the moon back. But the Earth is already destroyed because I've sent all the earthquakes in the time. Like, okay. So why are we saving it? Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know what you're doing. And do you care about your daughter? Do you not care about your daughter? Is that your daughter? Are you doing more with your daughter than I think? Are you using that ring on your daughter? I don't know what's happening. I give him a two because there is some moments where you're like going, okay, this is a bad guy. It's pretty clear. Like Flash Gordon, dumb jock gets a two. Bad guy who's dumb gets a two. So that's how I like.
All right. Well, two and two. I agree. I actually have Alex's original score. I gave him a three. I like him better than you guys. I'm not saying there's an amazing villain. I do like the performance. I feel like it has the right for this type of campy B movie. He had the right approach to the role. He knew what movie he was in. I think Dalton is the same. Timothy Dalton. Uh-oh, Alex discovered something. What is it?
So I just found out his background.
Okay.
It says in the original Flash Gordon comic strip, Flash is indeed depicted as a football player.
Okay.
Specifically, he's a quarterback for the New York Jets.
Oh, he's always been for the Jets then.
Yes. It says the comic strip introduces him as Flash Gordon, quarterback for the Jets.
Interesting.
Before he embarks on his adventure to the planet Mongo.
I didn't even know the planet what?
Mongo. 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 Okay.
Like
I didn't know the Jets existed in Mongolia. But that's what I thought too. I thought it was like Mongol, like Mongolians.
Okay. Yeah, so he's a quarterback.
Okay,
for the
well,
Jets.
Then accurate.
The Jets.
It doesn't help his score, but it's accurate. Yes, I think Timothy Dalton and Max von Sydow knew the movie they were in and played it accordingly. He's definitely merciless. Ming the Merciless, I guess his name kind of fits. You're right. He's a little creepy. The stuff with the daughter is kind of weird. It did make me laugh, though, when she's getting tortured. And then she's like, I want to see my father. And the guy's like, okay. And then all of a sudden, that thing goes away. And he's standing there. And he's eating or something. I'm like, it looked like he's eat, like he had a little popcorn box. And he's just like watching her get tortured. And then she's like, he's like, should we stop the torture? And he said, no. It made me laugh. And to me, if you're an evil villain and you're willing to torture your own kids, I feel like that is like you're very bad. So yeah, I gave him a three. I he's probably the best part of the movie in my opinion. He's the most memorable thing in this movie by far. That and okay, something else I'll say later. But yeah, three. I mean, whatever. Okay.
Oh wait. The New York Jets football team started in 1959.
59?
Yeah.
So how the heck did he play for the Jets in 1930?
Maybe they got their name.
Oh, maybe it was a fake team, and then it became a real team.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
He could have been played for, like, he was a quarterback for the Jets, but then they changed it to New York Jets.
Oh, maybe.
Because it's more popular.
You might be right. Maybe it was a fake team, and then, you know what, New York Jets, they were just like, oh, let's become the New York Jets. All right. Interesting. All right. Well, this is an action podcast, so... I kind of already get a feel of where we're going here, but Evan, what did you think of the action scenes?
Didn't like them. I mean, it made all the Beverly Hills Cop movies I've seen. I will watch Beverly Hills Cop 3 more than I'll watch this if I'm going for action. I did not like any of it, but I would like to say there was a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So I was going to give it a one, but because the amount we get for an action movie podcast, it gets a two.
Oh, no.
Because there was a lot. We got a lot of action.
Yeah.
We got flying hawk people that look like the monkeys from Wizard of Oz. We have...
You got him on that speeder thing.
Speed racer that I don't know how that's
even that little working. Red jet. It's flying.
Yeah. We have a lot of action. We have them sticking hands into a tree trunk to get stabbed by a scorpion
type thing.
And a football fight. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just classic.
When they fight on that plate.
Right there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're right. Yeah. There's a lot of different action
scenes. A lot of action.
Yeah.
So I gave it a 2. None of it's good. But if you were a kid,
yeah.
Like if I was 6 or 7 watching this, oh man, I probably would have loved it. Mm. But I'm not. And so,
well, I don't think you have to worry. I feel like I know where Alex is going. Alex, what did you think of the action scenes?
I gave it a 2.
Oh, okay.
Because it had plenty of action, yeah. But it wasn't good action. Yeah. I could not take Yusuf and his family. That scene of them trying to get into the ship with those horrible birdmen flying and they're getting zapped with lasers and I was laughing. I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing. Yeah. And then the scene that Flash Gordon is flying the plane. And he was like, "You go save yourself." And he goes, "All right, I will go." He goes, "I will go." He goes, "Farewell, my friend." And then he gets up and he flies away. And then you hear Flash. I don't know, man. Honestly, for all the action sequences this has, it's just not good action. I agree with Evan. I was not into the action sequences. It was really bad. It's corny. I don't know where the 83% came from. I don't know what, but, and even 69 from the audiences. I think it's pure nostalgia for this point for a lot of people, but this is not good. I gave it a 2.
We'll make it a trifecta. I wrote down 2 as well. For the same reasons you guys had, just because there was enough, a good amount. And they're like paced out pretty good. Like you get a little bit of story, a little bit action scene, a little story, a little action scene. So I do think, I agree with Evan in that, like, if I was 8, I feel like I would have liked this movie if I saw it when I was 8. Like, not now, like when I was actually 8. Because if I saw it as an 8-year-old now, there's so much other content. In, like, 1995, if I saw this as a kid, I would have been like, oh, you know what? This is a pretty goofy, silly, funny movie. As an adult, this is my second time seeing it. And the first time was when we reviewed the disc. So in 3 years, maybe, I've seen it twice. It's just not good. The football scene got to be one of the dumbest ideas. No, not a dumb idea. A good idea. One of the dumbest executions of it. Because he's a football player. They don't know football, these aliens. So he uses this like metal ball or whatever it is as a weapon. That's not a bad idea. But like the way he does it, he's just throwing the ball. And it bounces off the guy's chest. And then the other guy keeps hitting him in the head like, oh my God.
He threw it at him and he hit him.
Yes. It's so stupid. So like, a cool concept for like, hey, we have this guy who plays football. They don't know what football is. He could use that to his advantage. Yes, I like that. But he doesn't look like he ever played football in his life, this character. So a 2 as well. I won't give it a 1 because if there was any less, even one scene less, it would have been a 1. All right. Storyline. Alex, what do you got?
A 1. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what the hell I was watching. It was pretty much a dude that plays football. Gets sucked into this universe with this lady that was supposed to interview him or whatever it was. And then this mad scientist guy, they go into this rocket to end up because they were doing so many. He has buttons for disasters that hit Earth and all this stupidity. Honestly, dude. And then you had the women first of all, she never even laid eyes on Flash Gordon. And literally, he could have banged her in the first 5 minutes of this movie. Like, if this was a porno, I think we would have went right into first action. Flash Gordon. It would have been the same. It would have been Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been straight up like, because I was like, man, she was literally taking her to her pleasure chamber or whatever she said.
Oh, the daughter.
I was like, really? Yeah, the daughter.
Yeah.
She was like,
I like you.
Everybody,
I
though.
Really like you. I'm not going to watch you change. And she looks right at him. I like you. I was like, this is weird.
Well, it got even weirder with the doctor that was like bringing him back to life. And she was like, I'll meet you later whatever to bang that old guy. I was like, what is this movie about? I was like, it just felt so weird. The tone, the sexual in the window between every character in this movie was weird. Even the main bad guy has some weird sexual in the windows. Very weird. The plot was, if there was a plot, it was just garbage. I didn't care for it as much. You had Rusev's gang versus Timothy Dalton's gang, like the Robin Hood gang or whatever. Yeah, the Green Arrow, whoever. I didn't like it. I gave it a 1. I just didn't care for it.
1. Okay, Evan, what do you got?
Can you give it a 0? Has anyone ever given it a 0?
No.
You have to give it a be point. One.
The 5 okay. is the lowest anyone you can get, a total.
It's a 1. We've already kind of mentioned, was this like a dare to say, hey, can you make a soft corn, a soft, what is it called?
Soft corn
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not and get a PG rating. That's literally what I was like, oh, what am I watching?
Yeah.
This is not good. Like, and when the planes start coming out of every single ship coming out of the clouds, it's a penis. I mean, I don't care what I'm gonna say.
Like Austin Powers.
Yeah. I mean, everything in this movie is sexual. Everything. And this is us coming from Dick Tracy. I don't know what these comic strips are.
The Shadow.
They're all the shadow. I think the Phantom, but that was even like
that was the least. That was the most tame.
But
yes, that was the most tame. Yeah,
but there was still some of that hint in there, right? But this movie just went to out of this universe, if you know what I mean. I don't know what to say.
If you know what I mean,
I feel like I needed to go to confessional after watching this film. I did not feel good about it. Mm. I did not understand the storyline.
You didn't watch this with your kid?
No,
thank God. I hope not.
No. You had some questions to answer.
Yeah.
He would have baptized his son.
Close your eyes.
I would have put on The Exorcist to go, okay, I got to take some notes here to get this out of me. Oh my God. Yeah. But I did not. The storyline, when you read the back of the description, I'm like, I'm going to like this movie.
Yeah.
This seems dumb, but fun. But boy, is it just dumb. Mm. They put no fun. I don't know what they were doing.
All right. Okay. Well, I just finished watching this movie about 2 hours ago. Let me try and give you, if you said, what's the plot of this movie? Quarterback from the New York Jets is getting interviewed by a lady she's a journalist.
Yeah.
There's also
not the lady on the plane, right?
Yes.
It's a different
lady. No, it's the lady who he's with.
Oh, she was the interviewer?
She was the interviewer. Yes.
I thought he was flying to go with her. Why is she on the plane right then? Oh, okay. I'm so
I don't know.
Now.
But that's that. And then
we're not even 5 minutes in.
There's also a scientist played by that guy who sings that song, "If I Was a Rich Man." Wa la 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 la. That guy named.
Oh, that was the, on the roof. Isn't that's that him. The Fiddler remake the of the reggae song? Yeah. If I was a rich girl.
Gwen Stefani. Yeah. Yes, this guy sings the original. Fiddler on the Roof. Oh. That's him. He's the Fiddler on the Roof. He's a scientist who's abusive to his assistant. And he's like noticing all these cataclysmic things. He realizes this is not natural. It's some sort of alien thing. And then he also built a rocket ship in a garden, which is weird. I don't know, why is there carrots and potatoes and then a rocket ship and a glass roof?
To sacrifice a human.
Yeah.
But how does he know to sacrifice a human?
He also tries to force that guy to get in there with a gun. Anyway, he figures out it's alien. They get in the space. He forces them in the spaceship again at gunpoint. They fly through the glass. They end up in a wormhole. And then they get captured by Ming, who they discover is the one that's causing all these things so far. Does it sound about right to you guys? He's the one causing all these disasters. His whole thing, as he tells Topo Chico or whatever that guy's name is, the scientist, he tells him, I go to these places and I do all these disasters. And as soon as someone realizes it's me, we destroy them, which I don't understand why, but that's what he tells him. And then Flash Gordon basically sentenced to death, escapes. He wants to save Earth. And then Ming becomes obsessed with getting him back and killing him. I think that's the plot. I think it's horrible. I agree with you guys. I gave it a one. It takes a very specific, to me, a very specific type of person to like this movie. You know, when you hear the names of those directors who like, and I love Edgar Wright. I think he's a great director, but I could see him liking this type of movie. It's not for me. I'm not a big fan of just pure B movie kind of campy, cheesy stuff. Like, I hated Barbarella. I just watched that for the first time last year. I also didn't like that movie. This is not sci-fi. This kind of sci-fi is not the kind of sci-fi I enjoy. And this came out after Star Wars. This came out, I think, the same year as The Empire Strikes Back. Or, if I'm not mistaken, Empire? I think so. 1980?
Yeah. Because 83 is Return of the Jedi.
Okay, so same year. Yeah. You got that and this. And 3 years after Star Wars, at this point, I think you had to be a little more... I think this was the wrong route to take as far as the style of movie. If this was 1960s, different. Different story. But by 80... this is not my cup of tea. I agree with you guys. And it's confusing and everything happens and it's just happening. Why are they having this tree monster? Why does everyone hate him so much? Like, everybody hates Flash Gordon, but then the Hawk guys want to help him. But then the doctor's brainwashed, but then he's not brainwashed. I don't really know what's going on there. The daughter.
Well, he's not brainwashed because he's thought of Shakespeare.
That, yeah, he canceled out his brainwashing. Yeah. You're right. That's right. Yes. The daughter's a freak, yes. Like Alex said, a total freakazoid. I don't know what's going on with her. But then she becomes friends with the other girl. I don't like it. Okay, overall, Evan, what did you think? First time watching Flash Gordon? Last time watching Flash Gordon?
Man, this was the best time ever. It's a 5. Oh, whoops, sorry. Sorry. Wrong Morty. It's a 1. I don't care.
It's a 1.
It's a 1. Yeah. I am thankful, so very thankful I did not buy this film. Because I hate selling movies. I hate going through that process. Now I don't have to worry about it. I think both of you own it. So enjoy it on your collection, and I will be watching from the other side of the country.
No, I don't know if you see right here. It's in the to-go pile. There, right there. That's it. Oh, this is it right here. So I've been saving it for this, and I think it might. I don't know. Alex, what did you give this?
I gave it a 1. It's not a good movie. It's a horrible movie, and I will be getting rid of this movie. It's a garbage movie, and I don't like it. I don't care about the pacing because the pacing was fine. I don't think it was boring or nothing.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was just real bad. Like, it's a really bad B movie. And I like B flicks.
I like some. But
yeah, I do. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm a heavy B flick fan, but I enjoy some of them. I can be like, yeah, you know what? I did like this. Stupid, corny, whatever. But I enjoyed it for what it was. This one is not. This is not. Like, I could put this with Swamp Thing 1. From Wes Craven. That movie was enjoyable.
I like that
and that's a B flick. Yeah. Yeah. It's an enjoyable film. Everyone's like, oh, that's garbage. I don't think it. First of all, that movie wasn't as garbage as everyone made it. Return of Swamp Thing is really bad.
Well, Swamp Thing's a B flick that they took seriously.
Yes.
Whereas here,
yes,
it yes. seems like they're not even taking it. They're just like, nope. Let's be silly and goofy and crazy.
The minute you said make it look like the Adam West Batman, that's when you already know you're wrong. You're doing something bad. Yeah. That's a wrong formula to follow if you're going to do a successful movie. Yeah, especially I didn't like
in
it.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, that you're already starting to get a different. Yeah. Again, this would have worked in the 60s, audience. I think. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like yes, this cheap, is a 60s movie.
60s movie, yes. I think it would have went over better. Again, post-Star yeah. Wars, I just. Okay, so 1 and 1. I just keep yep. going. I agree with you guys. I think post-Star Wars, this doesn't work anymore. Now, there's always an audience for everything. So this has found, like I said, its cult following. I get it. There are things I do like about it. I do like the big sets, you know, that they're working, that they built for this movie, and kind of the costumes. I like that stuff. I do like, there's some cool shots. Like, I love the one where the ship comes out. Like, there's like this red smoke cloud-looking thing.
Cloud.
It looks cool.
The most
and it has
the most
good music.
Phallic part.
Yes. I just like that part of that scene. But and you have the good Queen did the soundtrack. Like, there's good music. So, like, there's things that I can look at and be like, okay, I actually respect that. But on the whole, this is not my type of movie. I've never I can enjoy a B movie, and there's some movies that are bad that I like, but this is not one of them. This is not one. I feel like when it comes to bad movies. Bad, I mean, you know, air quotes, because what's bad to me might be amazing to someone else. These type of movies, they're hit or miss. I might like it or I might hate it. But I don't think it's a super quality film. I think it's pretty cheesy and corny. And it might be intentional, but for me, it doesn't work. You guys seem to agree. Okay, what is your total points, Evan?
It's an 8, and that's too high.
A too high 8? Alex, what do you got?
I gave it a 7.
7. Okay, I have a 9. That's because I gave the villain a 3. So I was a higher
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9. All right. This was a bust. Yeah, I will never watch this again. Like, I kept it because I scheduled these podcasts like freaking 2 years in advance. So I knew I needed it. But I just can't see myself ever being like, I want to watch Flash Gordon. If you grew up with it, I could see that. You know, I could see it having some replay value. But other than that, for me, if you've never seen it, unless you love campy B movies, I would say skip this one. Okay, wrapping up this, we're finally done. No more serials, no more old properties from 1930s, nothing like that. We're moving on. Now, we have a big franchise coming up, but I paired it with an interesting pairing. Now, the franchise is going to be Mission Impossible, one of the biggest franchises of the last, 96, so 30 years, 8 movies. Alex and I are going to be diving in now. Mission Impossible was based on an old television show. That came out in the 60s or something like that.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, I said,
let's do some other movies that were based on television shows. So the theme to go along with Mission Impossibles will be movies that are based on TV shows.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. And make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.